It is the Colm and Lucy Sunday Sessions. Now, we had our Prosecco there with Bubbles Haze. Yeah, Little Halls.
Bubbles Haze, that was a good review.
Yeah, yeah, she
did. Definitely going to try the one with the blue label now.
Yes, she really thoroughly enjoyed that. And for the other two, there's yourself, and let's once introduce again. Well, he's the man of the moment. If wine
Mr. T. Dorley.
If the wine is required, and you want to know all about it, talk to Tom Dorley. Tom, good afternoon to you.
Hey, Tom.
Good afternoon, Colm and Lucy.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So this is the Aldi Prosecco that we're discussing.
Indeed, yeah. Four gold medals at the Prosecco Masters. Who knew there was such a thing? But there's the global Prosecco Masters. So the gold medal, which is really quite an achievement, went to Aldi's Prosecco Spumante.
Oh,
now, Spumante. Now, this is the $10.99.
It's a lovely, lovely wine. But the point to be made is there are two different kinds of Prosecco, broadly speaking.
Right.
There's the one called Spumante, which is fully sparkling. So it's as fizzy as champagne, say.
Mm. Yes.
Now, there is another form of Prosecco, which is called a Frizzante, which means that it's a little bit less fizzy.
Country Frizzante.
Yeah, most of us wouldn't really be able to tell the difference, but there's a huge difference if you live in Ireland. But no, if you live in Ireland, we are the only country in the world that taxes wine, fizzy wine, higher than still wine. It's an extraordinary thing.
Okay.
Weird.
Goes right back to the 1920s. So, in other words, the slightly less fizzy Prosecco, the Frizzante, is taxed. It pays the same duty in VAT as a normal bottle of table wine. But the Spumante pays the higher rate of duty that would be the same as, say, for a bottle of champagne.
You know, wow.
Kroger Bollinger, it's an extraordinary thought. So, the difference between the two is essentially the amount of fizz.
Right.
So, and that's why I was rather surprised that the judges in this competition gave the Spumante the full on fizz, the gold medal, and they gave the bronze to the Frizzante. All I can assume is they love bubbles.
Yes.
It's essentially the same wine, but it's just made with a different degree of fizz.
In
a nutshell,
it's the same
bottle. So what he's saying is one is fizzier than the other. Tom, I have to be honest, I prefer the lightly sparkling one.
Yes, it's a bit gentler. It's also, when I say it's the same wine, it's not exactly the same wine, but it comes out of the same winery. It's got a slightly higher amount of sugar to it.
Okay.
So you don't really notice that, because the thing about fizz, the thing about bubbles, is that it makes wine taste quite dry. Mm. And that's why, for example, in fizzy drinks, there's a huge amount of sugar to make them taste sweet.
Okay.
The difference in price, $7.99 for the one that Lucy preferred.
$7.99,
and the reason for that is that it pays less duty on that than the $10.99 Spumante, which is full on fizz.
Yeah,
they're similar in taste, aren't they? Just different in fizz. Because I have to be honest, Tom, I loved the two.
But
delicious.
But the Frizzante, the $7.99, was just a bit easier on the palate,
easier to drink.
There are times when you don't want the full-on fizz, you know?
Yeah.
And then again, there are times when nothing else will do, you know?
Between the two. So that's interesting. So the gold Spumante, that's $10.99, and the bronze one, the Frizzante, is $7.99.
They actually look the same, more or less, the bottles look the same.
I thought that when I saw them.
You could get them confused.
Yeah.
And basically, the difference in price is to do with taxation as opposed to quality or something better or whatever.
Entirely. There is no difference in quality. It's just a different style.
Wow.
So the difference in price is certainly not going to Aldi. It's going to the Inland Revenue. So that's really the essential difference
Between
the gold winner and the bronze. So it's a funny thought, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there you go. And both enjoyed by our dear friend Lucy Kennedy as well. But
hello, thank you.
Yeah, a little more with the presenting. As always, Tom, interesting. I didn't realise about taxation and that. You're a man of much knowledge.
Many talents.
Many talents.
You were very
kind.
Tom,
before you go, what are you having for dinner?
Oh, God.
I am having something kind of eccentric. It's a recipe by Marcella Hazan. Great sort of American-Italian cookery writer. And it is literally artichoke heart, prawn, and mozzarella. And it sounds like a terrible combination. And I was very skeptical when I cooked it first. But it is absolutely nirvana. It sort of doesn't taste of any one of the ingredients. It sort of tastes something different. And it's quite good. Well, I grow my own artichokes.
Okay.
That helps. That's good. That sounds delicious, Tom. Bon appetit.
With a drop of Prosecco.
Yes. You
know? Yes.
Well, with a Prosecco.
This is why I like you.
Tom, none of us will be having that, but you enjoy it.
I'll do my best. Thanks for the
As always, thank
Bye,
you, Tom.
God bless.
Thank you, Tom Dorley. Thank you, Tom.
And thank you, Aldi.
Yeah, thank you, Aldi. Please, always drink responsibly. Just go to drinkaware.ie. Yes, please do. But listen, they were good. They were good Proseccos. Okay, it is Radio Nova.